Hey folks, Dan Freo here with the closing bell for July 10th, 2024. Rates did it. We went under 7%. So what in the world's going on? Well, I think the Federal Reserve finally cracked. Maybe. Let me give you a hint. Here's what's happening to the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. Each 400 points, they're all up over 1%. Why would that be interesting? Well, I always said, you know, when the Federal Reserve finally comes out and says they're going to cut rates, you're going to see the market, the stock market really go up. That isn't as big a reaction as I thought it would be. But here's what's going on in the bond market, and not a big reaction there either. The MBSs are up 2% or 2 points. But listen to this conversation that the Federal Chairman Powell had in front of Congress today. It's a little laggy for the first minute. Well, I'll say laggy, meaning that there's really not a lot of data there. But then the breaking news comes out about the inflation rates and the 2% and all the other stuff. So listen to it. We'll be back here in a second to explain this to you. But without further ado, take it away, Chairman Powell.
The gentleman from Nebraska, Mr. Flood, is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Powell, after a year with very high inflation that battered American paychecks, inflation rates have moderated some. However, inflation continues to linger above the 2% target rate set by the Federal Reserve. In fact, the PCE inflation index has remained above 2% for the last 3 years. The Federal Open Market Committee statement on longer-run goals and monetary policy strategy issued at the beginning of the year stated, and I quote, "The committee seeks to achieve inflation that averages 2% over time and therefore judges that following periods when inflation has been running persistently below 2%, appropriate monetary policy will likely aim to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time," end quote. Chairman Powell, does...
Interesting question he's going to have here. So if you paid attention, you probably missed it. And I missed it the first two times I watched this video. But watch what happens here. This is kind of a very interesting question that he had.
Does the commitment to achieve a 2% average over time apply in the other direction as well? Meaning that if inflation remains above 2% for a protracted period, would the committee instead aim for inflation moderately below 2% for some time in order to achieve an inflation average of 2%?
No, it doesn't.
Is it fair to say that you would need to see the PCE index dip below 2% at least once in the coming months in order to contemplate a rate cut?
No, that's not fair to say. We've said that you don't want to wait until inflation gets all the way down to 2%, because inflation has a certain momentum. You wouldn't wait that long. If you waited that long, you probably waited too long, because inflation will be moving downward and will go well below 2%, which we don't want.
What combination factors would you need to see in order to support a rate cut this month or in September?
So I'm not sending any signals on any particular date of any meeting whatsoever on policy. I said that yesterday, and I'm saying
that
today
was coming.
I will answer your question. So what we've said is that we want to be more confident. We want to have greater confidence, and that means more good inflation readings, that inflation is moving sustainably down to 2%. Greater confidence that that is the case. Remember, we have a dual mandate, too. We're not just an inflation-targeting central bank. We also have an employment mandate. So I could also see us cutting, and we've said this, I've said this, if we saw unexpected weakening in the labor market. And we do now see, I'll speak for myself, I now see the risks to the two mandates as much closer to being in balance. I think for a long time we've had to focus heavily on the inflation mandate, but I think now we're getting to the place where we're, you know, the labor market is getting pretty much in balance to where it needs to be, and so we're looking at both sides.
So that's what he just said. So one big piece of information coming out tomorrow is right through here. I want to bring this up for you so you know what's going on. The CPI is coming out tomorrow. That's consumer inflation. This is going to play a huge number in what happens to mortgage rates tomorrow. So stay tuned for tomorrow's opening bell, because I will be presenting it after the news comes out. It's coming out at 7:30. So this is probably one of the last pieces of puzzle that the Federal Reserve is going to look at, how much the CPI is moving. That's consumer inflation. And then how the jobless claims look. Is it joblessness? Are more and more people losing their jobs and staying on unemployment? If you see these numbers, the jobless claims going up and continued claims going up, and the CPI coming down further than this, It's going to be a crazy day tomorrow, folks. So stand by. I will be back tomorrow with the rate update. But if you're out there and you need any assistance at all when it comes to getting a mortgage, I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'm here for you. So visit us at therateupdate.com. But we will be back tomorrow to let you know how that inflationary numbers come back and how the jobs report come back. Those are the two main things, as Federal Chairman Powell said, that he's monitoring right now. So you might see a very, very great rally tomorrow, or it might be just a bad day. Take care, folks. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless.